Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Y'all, Miley Cyrus performed at LA's Chateau Marmont for nearly 200 guests. I saw this on social media, celebrating Gucci's Flora perfume. I don't know. She was wearing a Gucci dress. She always looks gorgeous. And she joked about Kendall Jenner singing along to her song Flowers.
Oh, I can take myself dancing.
Is that Kendall Jenner doing harmonies?
Her so much. Glenn Powell knows when Top Gun 3 will start filming, but he ain't talking. Snoop Dogg, though, is talking about his new role as an NBC special correspondent for the 2024 Olympics, and he was talking to Access Hollywood in Paris.
Now, Snoop, what do your grandbabies call you?
Papa Snoop.
Papa Snoop.
Yeah, like Papa Smurf.
Papa Snoop.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, so the reason why I was talking about his grandkids is because he's been learning French from his granddaughter. Love it. Bette Midler was talking about her viral tweet. She said something about joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'm really not sure. I'm not exactly. I don't think I'm really the demographic. I think I might be a little too serious for these gals, but you know, but they're a lot of fun.
Wait, Bette Midler is serious? Okay. 90-year-old Shirley MacLaine was spotted on a rare public outing in Malibu, and Joe Jonas has talked about his new music on Andy Cohen Live, and he was talking about getting Nick and Kevin's support before using a song they liked and relaunching his solo career.
I got their blessing. I didn't. At first, I was just like thinking, I was like, I already had it in my mind that it was mine, but I still had to ask them.
Yeah. And Brendan Fraser will play Dwight D. Eisenhower in a D-Day movie called Pressure. Could Zooey Deschanel and Jonathan Scott be eloping?
It's like something I think about every other day. Yeah, it sounds fun. Bye.
I don't know exactly.
We have nothing planned at all.
By that, she means we have nothing planned for our honeymoon. What? I got a dirt alert. So Pete Davidson, in a recent stand-up gig, you know, because he's done his share of substances, I'll just put it like that, and he's over all of it except one thing. He said he can't quit the wacky weed yet. It's all he has left. So anyway, now that it's legal most places, a lot of places, some places, well, it's legal here. Anyway, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it kind of veered off into the weeds, if you know what I'm saying.